discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Apostle E.A. Ajay. Apostle E.A. Ajay is the founder and pastor of Devotional Light Church. He is also the founder of the Jesus the Answer campaign and an author of several best-selling books. Devotional Light Church is a vibrant church with people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to E.A. Ajay.
Today we will zero in into a particular type of prayer called praying in tongues or praying in the spirit. Amen. And I'm coming from an angle. I want you to understand the importance of praying in tongues, the mystery of praying in tongues. Amen. You see, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. We read this. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Amen. Amen. So we are still on the same path, but we are zeroing in praying in what? Tongues or praying the Spirit. So Ephesians chapter 6 says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasion with all kinds of what? Prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the lost people. So Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 was talking about prayer. And he said, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds, not all kinds of prayers and requests. But not the key. He said, the Spirit is capital S, not small s. So he's not talking about praying spiritually, no. He was saying that pray in the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, on all occasions. So what Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 is saying that on all occasion, no, the word all occasion means all occasion. It said pray in the Holy Ghost. So this is a particular type, kind of prayer. It said pray in the Holy Ghost and not what? It said pray in the Holy Ghost with all kinds of prayers and requests.
Holy Spirit.
So he said, pray in the Holy Ghost with all kinds of what? Prayers and requests. So there are different kinds of prayers and there are different kinds of requests. That in order to have it, you are to pray in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy what? Spirit. Please, do you understand? And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, amen. Verse 14 to 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 to 15. So note, this prayer, this scripture says, we are to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pray, do you understand? Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 to 15 say, for if I pray in tongue, my spirit, give me the version that say in, if I pray in unknown tongue, so that it will be clear for them. So tongue, whenever you see the word tongue in the Bible, it means only things, means speaking tongues, what we call tongues. Okay, you can go back to the NIV, it's all right. It says, if I pray in tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Amen. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. There are two things I want you to note here. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says that when you pray in tongue, whenever you pray in tongue or what we call tongues, you are praying with your spirit. You are not praying with your understanding. Meaning, now, this month, if I'm praying now, Father, ask for blessings for them. I am praying with my understanding because I can understand what I am saying. I am intentionally saying what I mean. That's what it means that what I pray with what? My understanding. But when I start praying right now, I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am praying with my spirit. I don't even understand what I'm saying. I don't determine the words by my mind. It just come out. Amen. So it is saying that when you pray in tongues, it is your spirit that is praying. Amen. Note, it is your spirit that is praying. Amen. I want you to keep this in mind. Amen. We'll come back to this scripture. But now let's read the same 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. I want you to understand what efficient means, what it means to pray in the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. Amen. So note this. It said, therefore, my brothers and sisters, be eager. Amen. Be eager to prophesy, and do not forbid what? Speaking in tongues. Amen. This is not the... Okay. I want Acts chapter 2 verse 4 first. We'll come to that. Sorry. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. Amen. So Ephesians says we should pray in the spirit. 1 Corinthians 14 says when we pray in the spirit, it is what? When we pray in tongues, it is our spirit that pray. Now Acts chapter 2 verse 14 said, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Note, this is capital S again. As the Holy Spirit enabled them, they began to speak in other tongues. So when we take this to the Ephesians chapter 4, then it means that to pray in the Spirit is to pray in tongues, other tongues. Because when you pray in the Spirit, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians say, it is not you, it's not your mind, it is your spirit. And we know the Holy Spirit is the one that would enable them. Yeah. Amen. So to pray in the spirit simply means pray in tongues. Please, do you understand? To pray in tongues means to pray with in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when we go back to the Ephesians chapter 6, now it is commanding us that we are to pray in tongues. Ephesians 6, 18. It is now when we're commanding it, pray in the spirit now, you clearly understand what it says. It is saying that we should pray, when we substitute, pray in tongues on all occasion with all kinds of prayers. So we are to pray in tongues. Now, when you go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 to 15, amen. It says, he will pray in words and also pray with tongues. Now, we know pray with your spirit means praying what? In tongues. So the Bible clearly is commanding us to pray with our understanding, meaning pray with words, as well as what? Pray in tongues. So if you're a Christian and you pray only in words, you are limited and you are failed. If you pray only also in tongues, you are limited, you are failed. Who put this here, please? This thing said clearly that we are towards. It said, I will pray with my spirit, which is pray in tongues. But I will also pray with my understanding. So we are to pray in both. So last week, we looked at praying with what? Your understanding. Amen. Praying in words. But this say we are to pray in tongues as well. As well. It's not an option. No, it's not an option. If you don't pray in tongues, it's something you must fight for. And I'll explain why. Now, you see, let's go back to the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39 that we read. Amen. It said, do not forbid speaking in tongues. Do not forbid. He said, therefore, my brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues. Amen. So speaking in tongues, it's not meant to be what? Forbidden. Now watch something. Sometimes, You see, sometimes people pray in tongues out of laziness. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. Sometimes, you see, when people don't want their mind to be fruitful, they just pray in tongues. That one will amount to nothing. Yeah, because you connect to the Spirit based on what your mind is. When you read the Bible several times, the Bible says Jesus knew their mind, knew what they were thinking, knew their thoughts. So what your mind is what your spirit speak about. You understand? But that's not what I'm talking about. So he said we should pray in words and pray in tongues as well. So what does that mean? It means that anything you ask, anytime you pray, as you ask in words, you must add tongues to it. Praying all kinds of prayer. So, for example, I am praying that you will prosper, that it will go well with you. So I pray, Father, let them prosper. I desire that they will all prosper. That the worst is that they can never say they have not been blessed as being members of this church. Ele makayandere eliki shika to ande ale malende elike sheke to mayandere. You see, I've prayed about this in words and I've added tongues to it. I really want you to get it. So that as I continue, things will make sense to you. Amen. Tongues is the most powerful of prayer, but I'm coming, I'll build it up. Because even though I've asked this thing, there's a lot of things I don't know about you. There's a lot of things I don't even understand about prosperity. Even what I know about you, what I think about you, everyone is different. But I'm praying for you all. But the scripture in 1 Corinthians says, as I pray in the spirit, I'll be praying all kinds of what? Prayers in addition to what my mind, my brains can what? Comprehend. Please, you understand? Okay, so when we say pray in tongues, he never said don't pray in words. It is an error not to pray in words. It is an error not to pray in tongues. The 14 clearly say, 14 verse 14, or say clearly say, what will I do? He said, I'll pray with my understanding, which is where, and I'll also pray with my spirit. Please, do you understand? Okay. Now, what is tongues? What is tongues? What is tongues? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. What is tongues? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. The person who brought the water is because I have a water here, that's why. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. It says, if I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding what gong or a clanging what cymbal. So this scripture makes us understand that we have tongues of men and tongues of what? Angels. So tongues, what tongues simply means language. So tongues is a language. And this scripture says we have language of men and language of what? Angels. So when the Bible says we speak in unknown tongue, unknown tongues means that you speak in an unknown language. So the unknown language, not like somebody don't know the language, but that language is unknown to you, the one speaking it. And that tongue could be a tongue of angels or a tongue of men. Meaning it could be a language of angels or a language of what? Men. Just that with you, the one speaking, it will be unknown to you. Yes. You see, when you read the Bible right from Genesis, whenever the angels came, they spoke. Angels speak. Yeah. They speak every language on this earth. Remember, it's God that brought languages. Amen. So tongues is just a language of human beings or what? angels. So when you read Acts, amen, Acts chapter 2, verse 11, that was the day that tongues started, when the Holy Spirit fell and they began to pray in tongues. The people that they were speaking the tongue, they did not understand the language. But the Bible says people have come from different parts of the world, and they were all there, and they could understand the language that they were what, speaking. Amen. Because some of them, the people were speaking what their what language. So it says what? Both Jews and converts of what Judaism, Christians and Arab, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue. So this was when the people were speaking in tongue. The other people could hear the people speaking their language. Please, you understand? So those who were speaking the tongue, they didn't know what they were saying. But other people could understand. You people, it seems like you don't get it. Are you sure? Are you sure? So all I'm trying to say is, tongues is not gibberish. It's not noise. It's a real language. It's a real language. Years ago, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, I can't remember, my sister, then she lived in Ghana and went to one of the Southern African countries, Namibia. She started doing business there. So she would take clothes from Ghana there. You know, she was exporting clothes from Ghana to Namibia. So she was going to Namibia. Often she was staying in Namibia. And one day she came to visit us in United Kingdom. And when she came, she had a call from Namibia. And she was speaking to one of people in Namibia. And all I could hear was... That's all I could hear. With my hearing, all I could hear. But they were speaking real language. And me, all I could hear. Many people, if you've not really heard Chinese people speak and you hear them speak, all you hear is ching chong chong, ching chong chong, ching chong chong, ching chong chong, ching chong chong. You would think that's all they are saying, but they are actually speaking. Please, you know, I'm saying this to say that so everyone's tongue is a language. Though you will not know what it is or what language, but it's a real language. It's not what? A mystery. Or it's not gibberish. Just that you don't understand. And it has been designed that you will not understand. Yes, yes. He doesn't want you to understand. Yes. He has made it like that. And there are reasons for that. There are different and many reasons for that. Yeah. Because even sometimes I've noticed that even me in my small house, sometimes when some people are praying, they don't want me to hear what they are saying, what they are praying. So I can understand that many things we are praying about or we pray about. If you should know what you are even praying about it for yourself, you'll be surprised. Please, can I get water? Not only will you be surprised, you might be disappointed in yourself. Yeah, you will be. Imagine you are praying that may God strike those who envy you. May God destroy them. Then as you are praying tongues, you begin to hear you are rather the envious one more than the people. So you need, it's possible. Hardly will imagine. So you need deliverance. So God should deliver you first. Imagine how you'll be shocked. Imagine praying, should I say it? Yes. That your partner should stay at home when he closes, should come home. Because you know, a lot of things, it's better you don't know. And you are praying, Father, let him come home. And maybe some girl that has been arresting your partner every day. and you don't know, and God will hear your prayer, and he will start coming on issues solved. Then you hear yourself saying, that girl, you mentioned the girl name. I'm blind, for I said confusion between her and my husband. When your husband, can you even fight with your husband? Everything would rather be what? Be destroyed. I know you don't like it, but there are people that when they look back at their divorce, they wish they have taken the husband like that. They wish they didn't know the problem and it have solved. Yeah. So I'm saying there's a lot of reasons. You understand? So tongues has been designed that you, the one that you are speaking it, you do not need to what? Understand it. But it is a real language. That's why I say, if you want to understand, pray in what? Your own tongue, your own word, so that you what? Understand it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Someone give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. So today, the main angle is for us to see the power in tongues, so that we will take tongues serious, so that we will pray in tongues as we pray in words, that we will not be lazy about praying in tongues, that we will not pray in tongues just to tick a box, but we will mean it, that we will be aware that we are speaking real words. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. The first thing I want you to know about praying in tongues. Amen. The first thing, we look at six things, if time permits us, or five. Amen. The first thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. Amen. Chapter 14, verse 4, rather. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. So now we are looking at the power of praying in tongues. So 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4 saying, anyone who speaks in tongues edifies himself, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. So 1 Corinthians says, anyone who speaks in tongues, when you begin to speak in tongues, you begin to edify yourself. Your edify means you begin to build yourself up. Now, it is very important to build yourself up. What you can do in the spirit, what God can do with you, through you, for your own self, is determined on how you have built yourself up. So note, we've already established that when you pray in tongues, it is the Holy Spirit that gives you utterance. It is your spirit that does the prayers. So building yourself up is talking about building your spirit man up. You see, you are a soul, meaning you have a flesh and a spirit. And one, each time one is in authority. If you are being controlled by your flesh, you are in trouble. That is when you struggle. That's where there's a lot of things you don't want to do, but you end up doing it. It means your flesh is stronger than your spirit. But when you are being controlled by your spirit as a Christian, that's when the things you don't want to do, you don't do. You see, but the only way you'll be controlled by your spirit means that your spirit has to be what? Stronger than your flesh. And the main way you build your spirit up, you make your spirit stronger, is by praying in tongues. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, is by what? Praying in tongues. So when you pray in tongues, you build yourself. It means you edify yourself. One of the Joshua generation guys, the Thursday I saw him, he was here, and he removed his jacket, and he was wearing T-shirts. The moment I saw him, I said, hey, you've been going to the gym. He said, yes, I've been spending time there. Because you could see the body is being built up. You could tell, like, the gym, he's been building the... You understand? Yeah, he's been building himself up physically. Amen. So it's the same way, and it makes a difference. Because now, things he couldn't lift early, now he could lift. Now, in fact, if he's walking, you feel confidence within you. You feel good. Amen. It's the same in your spirit. Amen. So he said, now to him who is able to do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within. So this scripture, I want you to understand the importance of building yourself up. This scripture says God is able to do more than you are asking him, or more than you can imagine. But why has he not done it for you? Or why have you struggled? Because he's able to do according to his power that is at work within you. So it means that what you are able to receive from God in a certain sense, or what God is able to do with you, through you, or for you, is connected to his power that is at work within you. Is the power 5 volts or 240 volts? Or you are talking about wattage? Nobody respects 5 volts battery. We can't even put it in our mouth. But we don't respect it. But 240 volts, you are careful. So he said, no, to according to the power that is at work within you. Now look at the same Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Amen. So that means there's a certain power within you. But according to that power working, working in what that power is generating, determine what God is able to do. So look at what he says. He says, I pray that out of his what? Glorious what? Riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. The inner being is your spirit. So that power that is at work within you, you are being strengthened through the Holy Spirit. So that power that is at work in your spirit can only happen, strengthened by the Holy Spirit. And guess what? When we pray in tongues, Acts chapter 2, verse 11. When we pray in tongues, who give us utterances? And what pray in us? Our spirit. So the only way to generate that power within you is by praying in the spirit, praying in tongues. 16, please. 11, did I say 11? Yeah. It says, both Jews and head, we hear them declaring that. Sorry, Act 2, verse 4. Sorry, 2, verse 4. Please, are you getting it? I want you to understand how building yourself up. Amen. It says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So now, whatever I want God to do, God is able to do it exceedingly, but it's connected to his power that is at work in me. But the way that allow that power to be at work in me and work greatly is to what? Speak in the spirit. According to what? The second what? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. So that I'll be strengthened by his Holy Spirit in my spirit, the inner man. So if you want to be strong within, if you want enough power within you, this is so that what God wants to do, he will do and even more. You must have more power within you. A 1.4 liter car and a 2.2 liter car is not the same on the motorway. It's not the same. It's not the same. But all is the power they are able to generate, the power that is at work within them. The power that is at work. So it is very important to build yourself up. So that one, you do it by setting time. Just sitting down, playing nice gospel song. Songs that move you, songs that you like. And you just begin to pray in tongues. You are generating power within you. You are generating. That is when you time yourself. You say, I will pray 30 minutes nonstop. I will pray 1 hour nonstop. And if you start, that is when you see that you are praying, you begin to look at places, you want to get up. The flesh is the flesh. Tell yourself, I won't die. I won't die. Continue. As you continue, you are generating power within you. You are building yourself up. You have enough power to experience more than you can imagine. It is very important. So when he says you build yourself up when praying tongues, he means it. And it's very important. It's not you are going to heal the sick or something, even though that one is there. But most important, according to what you yourself. Many cannot pray in tongues for 1 hour. Why? Because their flesh is strong. Not like they can't pray. Because when they sit down, that same position, they will sit 2 hours without realizing it. So you are everything, but within you, you are weak. You see, God will do exceedingly abundantly according to the power. No, that is at work within you. You have to stir that power within you to be at work. You see, for example, I don't know, Selena, come. I want you to come. Let me demonstrate something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, for example, this is Selena. You understand, I hold her casually. Nothing will happen. But now I lay her, Holy Spirit, according to the power that is at work within me now. See, why is the difference? According to the power at work within me, it's within me. But that power is not just like I've been generating it intentionally by praying in the tongues, hours, over time, constant. So that power is why I don't remember my past. Because now the flesh is stronger than the spirit is stronger than the flesh. So anything I was addicted to doesn't move me anymore. Because even if God deliver you, what power is at work within you to resist it, to overcome it, to maintain it? He's delivered you, but what power is at work within you? Sometimes you even want to be calm. You are not able. The old self is there, strong. There's no power within you. So when you pray in tongues, first off, you build yourself up. Meaning you build your spirit and you generate power within you. And they don't do it. That's the first thing. Second thing. Should I continue? This 1 Corinthians again, chapter 14, verse 1. So all this is just to explain what it means by building yourself up. The effect. Amen. 1 Corinthians. God bless you. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Amen. So, the second thing you must know about praying in tongues is, it says when you pray in tongues, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Is it that? Hey, continue for me. I want the scripture that says when you pray in tongues, you speak to God. Is the two. Okay, the two rather, please. Okay, thank you. So 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. Now watch this. This is the second thing. It says, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Holy Spirit. So the second thing about praying in tongues is, it says, when you pray in tongues, note, you are not talking to anybody. So that's why I say it's not been designed for one to what? Understand it. Amen. That is why we have the gift of interpretation in what? Tongues. But today that's not our interest. He said you are talking to God directly. And you utter mysteries, note, by the Holy Spirit. So whenever you start speaking in tongues, you begin to utter mysteries by the Holy Spirit. You see, you could be praying about your marriage And you are praying that, Lord, why is it that the men, when they come, they go? Father, bring me a man who will love me. Bring me a man who fear you. Bring me a man, Satan, I bind you, blah, blah, which is good prayer. But you don't know the mystery surrounding why when the men come, they go in your case. Maybe when you were a baby, you were given to somebody to marry. So even though you are 30-something, you are still married. Maybe anyone who come and want to marry you get attacked, is driven away. You don't even know, because you don't even believe in those things. In fact, you've not been taught those things, so it's not even in your mind. This example, a mystery, but as you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit, who know all things, begin to make you utter mysteries. Mysteries is things beyond your comprehension, your understanding. So your mind or your words in prayer, in words, your prayers in words, can never speak those things. It's mysterious. Are things you can't understand. And it is important that whenever you pray, you utter mysteries. No, this mystery is by the Spirit. And let me show you in Daniel chapter 5. I want to show you, give an idea how you utter mysteries without knowing. Because Daniel chapter 5 gave us an insight of a foreign language. Amen. So Daniel chapter 5 verse 5 to 8. Amen. Please, are you getting it? Today I'm just showing you the importance, the power effect of praying in tongues. Amen. Daniel chapter 5 verse 5 to 8. So Daniel chapter 5, 5 to 8, it says, suddenly the fingers of a human being appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. His face turned pale and he was so frightened that his legs became weak and his knees were what? Knocking. The king summoned the enchanters, astrology, diviners. Then he said to this wise man of Babylon, whoever read this writing and tell me what it means will be clothed in purple, have a gold chain placed around his neck, and he will be made the third highest ruler in what? My kingdom, the eighth. In my kingdom. Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or tell the king what it meant. So this scripture said the king of Babylon was feasting and he went to bring gods, the God of Israel, his cup and begin to drink in it. And Bible say a hand from heaven came to write something on the wall. And the Bible said that writing and the language was totally foreign. But the king knew it was a spiritual thing. So he called all the great people, the wise men, the spiritually sound people to come and interpret it. None of them was able to interpret it. No, this hand came from what? Heaven. Let's read the 23 to 28. Amen. So they went to call Daniel. Remember Daniel? Now, Daniel had the Holy Spirit. So with the Holy Spirit, this was interpreted. Amen. So this was what it says. Instead, you have, I'm cutting it short. Amen. 23 to 28. Say, instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You have goblet from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wife, and your concubines drank from them. You praise the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand, but you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. So note, go to the 25. Note, the hand is from God. So it's a heavenly language. Remember, tongues is a language of angels as well. So look at what the hand wrote. It said, the what was written, just the 25, please. Just the 25. So this was what was just the 25. This was what was written. Seal was mene mene teke pasin. It sounds like tongue, isn't it? Because tongue normally hear yourself mention the same words and over. Mene mene teke pasin. And they didn't understand what this is. And Daniel came to interpret this. Now the 26 to 28. So Daniel began 26 to 28, began to interpret it. Amen. So now watch this. Mene, M-E-N-E, Mene, what does Mene mean? Say, here is what the words mean. Mene means what? God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Just a word, Mene, means God has what? Numbered the days of what? Your reign and brought it to an end. What does Teke mean? You have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. What does Perez mean? Your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. So just a simple word, three words like Mene, Teke. Mene is the same thing. Teke, Perez. To you, it sounds nice, but look at the mystery that's been uttered. Look at the depth of it. So this even makes you know that 5 minutes of praying tongues overpass 15 minutes of praying in words. No, because, but see, by me saying Mene, and you say God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Which one is taking more time? So you'll be talking, you'll be praying tongues. Makale kabayandia. You think it's by your uttering mysteries. Every syllable, every word is something. This is just to show you the mystery behind the words you will be what? Speaking as you pray in tongues. Even though it sounds like the same word. Mene, mene, teke, pasen. But it is sentences. It is paragraphs. Mysterious. It's a mystery you can't comprehend. Because it is by what? The Spirit of God. So when you pray in tongues and say you are uttering mysteries, you are uttering mysteries. Please, do you understand? Okay. Should I drive on? When you pray in tongues, one of the ways the Holy Spirit help you in your weakness in connection to prayer is when you pray in tongues. Because according to the Holy Spirit, we don't know how to pray. Yes, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 27. And as a pastor, I can say that because many people don't know how to pray. Yeah, you see, many people don't know how to pray. Starting right from people who just became born again. She's from Hindu's background. She's never prayed. How will she know prayer? It's not automatic. Jesus' disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray, as John the Baptist taught his disciples how to pray. Many people even become born again from Christian, they don't know how to pray. Because prayer is an art. It's a skill. You see, when you read that book, The Element of Prayer, you realize that prayer is deeper than just, it is very deep. A thing that can change the world is because most of us don't learn how to pray. And we don't even accept or we are aware that we don't know how to pray and therefore we must learn how to pray so we never know it. We never know it. It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. If you, what you don't know until you learn it, you don't know. Amen. So look at this book. It's very important. It will make you understand what prayer is. What prayer is. And you see that prayer is a very deep thing. It will make you understand. Now look at the scripture. So the third point is this. Romans, please. Romans chapter 8, 26 to 27. So I said the first thing is when you pray in tongues, you build yourself up. The second thing is you utter mystery. The third thing is that is the main way the Holy Spirit help you to pray. So Romans chapter 8, 26 to 27 say, in the same way, the Spirit help us in our weakness. We do not know what we are to pray for. But the Spirit himself intercede for us through what? Wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts know the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance to the will of God. So it says we compare to the Holy Spirit. You don't know prayer. Our prayer is limited. It's wrong because we don't know what to pray. We don't know how to pray because many human beings are biased. They are always in the right when it's about them. No one is a problem, isn't it? Yeah, no one is there. You know, hardly would they accept that they are the problem. So if anything at all, the biasness of human being puts you at the wrong side of God many a time in prayer. That's why whenever I ask for the forgiveness of sin, I say, Father, deliver me from all evil consequences of my sin. And deliver those I have sinned against also from the evil consequences of my sin. How many of you think like that? No, you don't care about them. But many are suffering because of our sins. And please, you understand. So he said, you don't know how to pray. And he said, it's a weakness. This weakness is talking about prayer. Because we do not know how to pray. But the Spirit intercedes for us. Amen. And intercede for us. So how does the Spirit intercede for us? By praying in tongues, praying the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Bible says when we pray in tongues, it is the Holy Spirit that gives us what? Utterances. Thank you. He's the one that gives us what? Utterances. Amen. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. Amen. So one of the ways the Holy Spirit help us in prayer, he said, is by what? Praying tongues. He said, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as what the Holy Spirit enabled them to. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. It says, when we pray in tongues, remember we've read it, your spirit pray. Amen. And the Bible says it is only your spirit that knows you. So one of the ways the Holy Spirit help us is what? As we pray in tongues. That's how your shortfall in prayer, your wrongs in prayer, get covered. You'll be praying something that is even opposite what God is, what God wants for you. In fact, what you are praying that God should give you for, you know, is even an abomination to God. Wow. Yeah, many don't know. You see, the scripture we read say in Romans, according to the will of God. But you see, okay, but God knows you. In connection to God, you are ignorant. And it's not a problem. It's like your child tell you that, oh, I want to eat crepes for breakfast. Will you give your child crepes for breakfast? Yeah. Of course they will say yes. That is why we won't make them choose. You see, it could be opposite. It could be the same thing you are running from is what you are choosing. But as you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit intercede on your behalf. And these are things you don't know, because if you know it, you wouldn't what? Do it. Please, you understand. So the main way the Holy Spirit help us in prayer, in that weakness in prayer, is as we pray in tongues. Amen. The fourth thing. Amen. The fourth thing. So, before we go to the fourth thing, the first thing I said, when you pray in tongues, you build yourself up. So, there's a place that you set time aside. You challenge yourself to grow. If you are working, your day off is that best day. You start from somewhere. And you challenge yourself to grow. So that one, you are praying only in tongues. You know, you are building yourself up. And anytime you pray about anything, you add tongues to it. Because you are uttering mystery regarding that prayer point. At the same time, Holy Spirit is helping you intercede regarding that prayer point without you knowing. Note, we are to pray in words and in tongues. You need both. Other than that, you won't even believe you've prayed. Please, you understand. Now, the fourth thing, which is very important. Tongues is one of the ways that we enter into the peace of God. Many people are distracted. Many people are worried. They have no peace. Many people cannot shake things off themselves. And believe me, I speak by the scriptures and by experience. The only way to shake those things off, to enter into peace, is by praying in tongues. You see, worry doesn't solve the issue. It only drains you. It is thought, thinking, and decision and action that solve the issue. So when you, sometimes you cannot even pray, you sit down and you are flooded by a lot of things. And you can see it wears you like clothes or like hats. The only way is through speaking in tongues. And I'll show you how. And in that same way is how you release it to God. Oh, yeah, to God. Isaiah, let me show you something. Okay, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 21 to 22 first before I show you the Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 21 to 22 first. Then I show you the Isaiah. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21 to 22, it says, in the law it was written with other tongues and through the lips of foreigners, I will speak to these people, but even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues then are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is not for unbelievers, but for believers. So this was the Bible telling us, telling them that tongues was prophesied about in the what? What we call Old Testament, in the law. He said, the only reason we've read this is to let you know that he said tongues was what? Prophesy about. And that tongues is a sign for us what? Believers. Please note. So now let's go to the Isaiah 28, verse 11 to 12. So that when you read it, you know that he's talking about tongues. Okay. He's talking about tongues. Note what he said. With other tongues, through the lips of foreigners, I will speak to my people. Isaiah chapter 11, please. No, Isaiah chapter 28, 11 to 12. Isaiah chapter 28, 11 to 12. Amen. Isaiah chapter 28, 11 to 12. Now watch this. It says, very well then, with foreign lips and strange tongues, God will speak to his word, people. So you know now he's talking about tongues. Are you with me?
Yes.
How did we know he means tongues? 1 Corinthians told us, yes. Isn't it? And note, he said, to whom he said, very well then, with foreign lips and strange tongues, God will speak to his people whom he said, this is the resting place, let the weary rest, and this is the place of repose, but they will not listen. So the Bible was saying that speaking in tongues is the place, is the resting place. But people will not what? Listen. It's the place of repose. What is the meaning of repose? Of what? Of. What's the meaning of repose? What's the meaning of repose?
A stay of rest.
A stay of rest.
Sleep and tranquility.
Sleep and what? Tranquility. He is the same thing, but he used repose to tell you that tranquility you see, that state of rest, the way to there is by speaking in tongues. And do you know how you travel there? Because note, he said, It is a resting place. So it is a place. And every place you are to go there. So that one, as the burden is on you, as you are overwhelmed, as you are weakened, you put a song on. A song you like. Gospel song. That one, you don't look at time. You just sit down and begin to pray in tongues. As you begin to pray in tongues, all the worry, the thought will begin to flood you. It will be coming into your mind. You don't stop praying in tongues. You continue to pray in tongues. You continue to pray in tongues. As you continue, before you realize, all of a sudden, you are blank. All those thoughts are gone. That's it. You've entered into rest.
Amen.
It's that simple. The more you practice this, the quicker you get there. So you see, other than that, the whole day, that thing is carrying you. You cannot even smile. You are burdened. You are not in a place of rest. So that one, you pray till death. You see that it's wearing you, it's flooding your mind. In fact, as you are praying, it will be coming more. It is pulling out. You are depositing before the Lord. Till all of a sudden, you see that all those things flooding your mind, the thought, the worry, it's gone. You've entered the rest. Then you wake up. You know, you won't be, they won't believe you. Because I say this, but they will not listen. They will not listen. So tongues is the place where we take our burden. We remove the cap. We enter rest in the midst of even the difficulty. You have peace because when you are worried, your decisions, you don't get clarity of thought. Your decisions being controlled by fear and other things. Worried and people's things. Please, are you understand? So the fourth powerful thing about thought is to give us that peace, that rest, that clarity. It will flood you. The thing that is eating you up, the broken heart, it will flood you. You just remove it. Amen. The fifteen. Tongue is a sign that you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That you have what? The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because how will you know whether you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit we have, you see, the Holy Spirit can be around a person, but not in the person. Now, the Holy Spirit can be in a person, but never come upon the person. Now, when you become Christian, he gives you the Holy Spirit. That's what we call the indwelling. He lives in you. He abides in you forever. But the Holy Spirit doesn't come on everyone. The Holy Spirit can even be around a sinner, but will not live in the sinner. That's why he's able to convict sinners. But he won't live in them. Because he's the soul for salvation. But when you become a Christian, he's not only around you, but he lives in you. You understand? Now, the Holy Spirit also loves to come upon us. When he comes upon us, that is his power for action. Now, he doesn't rest upon you all the time. He comes for a purpose and he goes. But he lives within you all the time. Okay, now, praying in tongues shows that you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, meaning that you are connected to the Holy Spirit, that he can come upon you. So, Acts chapter 2, verse 4 again. In the day of Pentecost, remember the Bible said the Spirit came and was upon all of them. In fact, before that, remember they've already received the Spirit. Before Jesus would go, the Bible says he breathed on them and said, receive the Spirit. So they already had the Holy Spirit in them. But before Jesus said, go and wait until you are clothed with power from above. And Bible said when they were there, the Bible said all of them were filled with the, maybe we should go back five or something, three or something for people to see, where it says like fire. Yeah, so he said, note, they saw what seems to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. It rest on them. All of them were filled with the Spirit. And when they were filled with the Spirit, when it rest on them, what did they begin to do? Begin to speak in what? Other tongues. So it's a sign. That's what it means, that it's a sign that you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, but it's a sign that shows that now the Holy Spirit is not only in you, but come upon you or can be upon you. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 6. Acts chapter 19, verse 6. For me, if not for anything, every Christian must be determined that they speak in tongues, at least because of this. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 6. It says, when Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came, note the word on them. And they, when he came on them, what did they do? They spoke in tongues. Last scripture on this. Look at Acts chapter 10. Verse 44 to 46. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 46. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 46. So it says, while Peter was still speaking these words, he was preaching to them, the Holy Spirit came on all who had heard the message. Note, he came on them. The circumcised believers who had come with what? Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out even on what? Gentile. Now, how did they know that the Holy Spirit has come on them? Okay, how did they know? For they heard them speaking what? Tongues and praising God. So a Christian, if you don't pray in tongues, you must be worried. Remember, we read a scripture that said it's a sign, it's for believers. Are we getting it? Five things, mystery about speaking in tongues. And I show you this mystery to say that you must be careful and you must ask and make sure he gives you the gift of speaking in tongues. Tongues is a gift. It's a gift. Gift means you don't need to earn it. You don't need to qualify for it. As long as you're a Christian, it's available for you. And if you have it, pray in it. Speak it. Add it to your prayer. Utter mysteries. Build yourself out. Let it help you to enter into rest. Let the Holy Spirit intercede on your behalf. Add it to your prayer. Don't let anybody quench your ability to pray in tongues. Remember, we read a scripture that says, do not forbid speaking in tongues. It's not gibberish. It's a real language. One time we had Jesus Dancer campaign. And a woman, she would definitely be in her 60s, isn't it? Yeah. She just came to us and she says she's a Catholic. But she's been, for years now, she's been watching these Christian channels and she's been praying with them. And she has seen that the people pray in tongues. And she's been praying, she's been asking God for tongues, but nothing is happening. Can we pray for her to receive it? As she was saying, tears. You could see, not tears wasn't coming, but you could see the seriousness. This is a woman, 60 plus. So I explained to her what tongues is, briefly, like less than 2 minutes. And we prayed for her, lay hands on her instantly. She began to pray, receive it. She received it instantly. Yeah. And tears begin to fall. This is outside crying. Older woman. Tears begin to fall. She was so happy. So if you are here today and you speak in tongues, speak. If your syllabus is few, it's just mene, mene, teke, peri, it's enough. If you don't speak in tongues, all you have to do is ask God to give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the gift of speaking in tongues. You see, pray without ceasing, without tongues is difficult because there are times you get overwhelmed. There are times you don't know what to say. But if you can pray in tongues, you can pray without ceasing. If you can pray in tongues, it will work on you. Many people, you cannot talk anything about them. As a pastor, I know that when they are right. So the person say, I am right, everyone is wrong. What can you say? Because people will not change by telling them you are wrong. They only change when they want to hear the truth and correct it. But if only they could pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit has a way that will intercede on their behalf. They will utter mysteries about themselves without knowing it. Let me see. Anyone here who doesn't pray in tongues but want this baptism? Anyone here? Yeah. Yeah. Anyone who want it? See, why lift up your hand, please. If I was saying anyone here who wants money, wouldn't you lift up your hand? Yeah, this is the house of God. These are the things. We will pray for you and you will receive it. I'll join my faith with you. I've seen many people receive it in this church. Yeah, in this church. Just begin to pray in tongues. Those of us that can pray in tongues, if you can't pray in tongues, just thank God. Just thank God and ask for the gift of praying in tongues, for the gift of tongues. Amen. For the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the evidence of praying in tongues. You say, if you pray in tongues, your spirit prays in the name of Jesus. It's a very important gift, even for parents. You have no idea what your children are up to. Yeah. You, when you were a child, in your 18s, 20s, did your mother, your parent really had idea about you? So why do you think you really have idea about your children? You see, but you bring them before the Lord. Father, I bring this, my child, before you. I commit him into your hands. And I pray that Maleka Shokoto Ali Mama. Because what you will be praying, the child could be right opposite, far from what your small mind compared to God can comprehend and know. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh, strength on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Melt me, Lord.
Melt me,
mold me,
mold me,
fill me,
fill me,
use me, Lord,
use me.
me.
Fill me.
And use us.
Use me. Spirit of the living God. Fall afresh on me.
Kashikiti ale malika alanda la kashika branta alende alanda.
We believe you have been blessed by the teachings of God's word. For audio CDs, videos, books and other information, please visit our website on www.devotionallightchurch.com. God bless you.